such an asshole.
Hang on, I think I screwed something up. No, I didn't. All right, I didn't screw anything up. I told him where it was. All right, let's go back to my original here. You're like, Cappy, are you being unprofessional? No, this is what a professional guy does. Root beer floats. Everyone wants to know about root beer floats. Everybody wants to know about root beer floats. You know what? I got an idea. I think I'm going to do that. Hi, Aaron. I followed your South Dakota travel guide last year and enjoyed the places you recommended. I'm looking for your recommendations for my next vacation as I'm struggling to pick a destination. I'm based in Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, I'm sorry. Cuddle Wookums is there. I'm planning on going a 9-day solo trip mid-November. All right, so it's going to be cold. With my starting location and the time of year, where do you recommend traveling? I'm interested in places with decent hiking. Arizona's off the list because I am from there. Otherwise, I am open to all recommendations or ideas you have. Oh, all right, Madison. I'm not in Madison, November. Mid-November. I said, have you spent much time in Utah or Vegas? And are you for hiking or more of a road trip? And do you have any interest in Florida? Hi, Aaron. I haven't spent time much in either, so I'm definitely interested in a trip to them. I'd lean more towards a hiking trip. I prefer Utah, Vegas options over Florida, but would be open to it. All right, here's what I'm going to recommend you. If I had you're going to need to reconnoiter both. But since you like the hiking, I'm going to recommend Utah and Vegas. And the reason why is Florida, it's nice, but you're just going from one major town to the next major town. That's all you're doing. And you're going to eat at fast food restaurant, or not fast food, that's what people do in Florida, is you eat at restaurants. So they have all the chains in the world, but, and this is the weighing decision, guarantee none of them are staffed at full capacity. Plus, Florida is starting to become very crowded. Miami is now the equivalent of traffic from Chicago. So I wouldn't even recommend. Miami's nice, but it's just way too crowded. So if anything in Florida, I'd recommend St. Petersburg, Tampa, all the way from Jacksonville down to, I'd say Jupiter. I would just stay out of Miami. Fort Myers, Sarasota, the southwest side is all right too. Basically, anything coastal and not Miami is going to be all right. But since you want hiking, what we're going to do is and you only got 9 days, we're going to do Vegas and southern Utah, because you're going to have to take at least a day one way out there, one way back with the car. Take a look, and snow could already be happening by that time. So if you're going over the Eisenhower Pass, yeah, look, Madison, they want you to go down through a nice area there to the immediate west of Madison, and you're gonna go through Nebraska, yep, over the Eisenhower Pass, and then into Utah. That's the quickest way. All right, so here's what you're gonna do. Hopefully there's no snow. And since you live in Wisconsin, you know how you'll be able to drive from Wisconsin over Nebraska, even into Colorado. You're going to need to look to determine, this is going to determine whether you're going to hit Las Vegas first or whether you're going to hit Utah first, because the pass, the Eisenhower Pass on I-70, you're going to want to make sure that that's open. If that's open and there's no snow, do it. Okay. And then what I'd recommend you do, geez, you're going real close to Moab. How many hours? 25. Okay, you're going to have to split that up. Give me a second. Let me take a look at something else. Madison to Grand Junction. Okay, here we go. Man, I'm glad you contacted me. You saved so much money. What you're going to do is your goal is to get to Grand Junction, Colorado. And the reason I'm going to have you get to Grand Junction, Colorado is because then you can wake up early in the morning and you're going to go to Moab. You're going to go into Moab via 128. You are not going to go the most direct route. You will go via 128. You will drive to Moab. This all assumes that the weather is compliant, right? And then you're going to do Arches National Park. You will just drive through that. You do Canyonlands National Park, the northern unit, the main unit, the island in the sky unit. All right, that's the one you're going to do. You just drive around that. Maybe you get a hike in there if you want. Are you going to look at it for all its grandiosity? Then you're going to get your ass back on that highway, and then you're going to go and stay somewhere along I-15 as close to Hurricane, Utah as possible. And the reason Hurricane, because that is the exit to Zion National Park. And even there, you're going to have to check the weather because it's all mountainous. All right. Tocqueville, Hurricane, Washington, St. George, right? So that area, you could stay in St. George too. I would do Zion National Park. I would hike Angel's Landing or some kind of hike within it, at least drive it. At minimum, drive it and go to it and look at it, right? So you got one day, another day you get from Moab, you crash in St. George. Okay, you're going to want to eat at Alvaro's in St. George. That's almost as much as a mandatory thing as seeing Canyonlands National Park. Aaron, I need to do a hike. If you need to do a hike in Moab, what is that? Hit me up in an email. I wouldn't do a hike in Moab, but you're just not going to have the time. Day two, you want to get to the St. George area. You're going to want to eat at Alvaro's. The next day, Zion National Park. Do a hike if weather permitting. From there, the next day. Now, if you want to do multiple hikes in Zion, go ahead. And then if you want to do the northern unit, like go to the northern unit of the Grand Canyon, that'll be another day round-trip drive. You're probably not going to hike the Grand Canyon. This is all just going to be looking. Then you're going to get to Vegas. Vegas, I don't know what the lodging situation is going to be in Vegas. If you have not been to Vegas, you will choose one. You'll have a strip day. You're going to have a Vegas day, okay? You will choose one strip casino in Vegas. You will go to it. You will buy yourself one egregiously overpriced drink. You will gamble whatever, you know, $100 at the tables. And then you will never go to another strip, casino strip on the strip ever again because they're all the same. I would then recommend you go to the old Vegas strip, which is Fremont Street. Walk that up and down. Do not go at night unless you like crowds and freak shows. And then after that, what I would recommend, because then you're going to be warm, I think it'll be okay. You'll want to do the Golden Spike hike. You also want to do the Arizona Springs hike. Both of those are down by Boulder Dam. And you could kind of tie in Boulder Dam. Matter of fact, if you want to save money, I'd stay in Boulder City. I wouldn't stay in Vegas. If you want to do a hike, depending on how good a shape you're in, I would do Bridger or Brigadier Mountain. Let me pull it up here. Bridge Mountain. That's what I would do. I would hike Bridge Mountain. And you can do that by parking your car in Red Rock Canyon at the Lost Creek Canyon parking lot. You just do a big loop up to Bridge Mountain. You can read through that. That's probably going to be the best hike. I'd say second best hike in Vegas, but that's a good hike to do. Then you're going to need some recovery time in Vegas. And keep in mind, if you really like Zion, you want to do a bunch of hikes in Zion, fine. Stay more time in St. George and not so much. I'm just trying to, like, you know, get you a little bit of exposure to Vegas. You have to eat at Capo's. It's over on the west side of town. It's an Italian place. Ichiza, Japanese place. It's over in Chinatown. And then, I like golfing and riding motorcycle in Vegas. I just kind of like the area. So it's not like something really compelling. And after you've done those hikes, you've explored Vegas and you got your scratch, your itch and all that. Oh, you know what? Black Mountain is another hike you can do. That's a fun hike, a very beautiful view. If you don't have the time to do Bridge Mountain, I would do Black Mountain. I'd say those are on par with one another. Then I would go back. God, I don't even know if I'd go back the 40 route. Because assuming you did the Grand Canyon on the North Rim, there ain't no reason to go do it on the South Rim. Unless you want to hike the Grand Canyon. Problem with hiking the Grand Canyon, it's a day there and a day back. because it really is an obscure area to get to. You don't have time to do Phoenix. You've already been to Phoenix. Yeah, if you've been to Phoenix, there's no reason to do I-40. Then I'd head back on I-15. That should give you enough. That should definitely give you enough. If you wanted... How much time you got? I just don't think you're going to have time to do Cortez and Mexican Hat and Monument Valley. I don't think you're going to have time for that. If for whatever reason, had that be your secondary objective. look up Monument Valley, Mexican Hat, and Cortez, Colorado. That the Canyon of the Ancients outside of Cortez, Colorado, that is totally do it. Mesa Verde is not worth doing. That'll be your plan B. All right, so you're going to have to be, because you're so going so late in the season, you're going to have to be flexible with your schedule. And that's what I would do. Those are the areas I would hit. I'm not saying like, do it on this day, do it on that day, because you may really like Zion and want to hang out there. You may really like Vegas. Like, oh, I want to try this place. I want to try that place. There's nothing, you know, nothing wrong with that. There you go. That's what I'd recommend. And that should eat up 9 days. That, because it's 2 days out, 2 days back. And you, so it's 4 days. You got 5 days to do stuff, man. I just gave you enough for 5 days. And you're going to need some rest days. All right. Oh, here's what I would do. And while doing that, on your way out, tune in to Tipping the Odds Vegas podcast with Kevin Mitch. If you listen to 25 hours of that, you will know what's going on in Vegas as well as the root beer float. But those guys are the preeminent, premier, most knowledgeable podcast on the goings ons in Las Vegas. So I would definitely tune into them, download a couple of their podcasts. Tipping the Odds podcast, Las Vegas, you'll find it there. Christmas Black, any plans today, Aaron? Yeah, work. More freaking work. And I think 2022, I'm not hosting any friends or family. Like, no one's coming to visit because, oh, let's check out that. I was like, yeah, it'd be great to have you all here. Like, when do you leave? When do you go away so I can work? So, yeah, playing catch up on A-Hole Consulting. I'm going to go have a cigar and answer the emails at A-Hole Consulting. Tonight, I'm going to water the yard. I got lots of piddly crap to do. Lots of piddly crap. Can I bang the 304s in Vegas? What's a 304? Hang on. What's that? What's a 304? I got nothing, man. I don't know what 304 is. You're going to have to help me out with that. Yeah, you can bang the 304. Sure, why not? Yeah, go ahead. The Black Blur for $5. But why hike when you can have fun at the Roth? Okay, you can't have fun. Vegas does not have, say it again, ladies of the evening are not legal in Las Vegas. That's Clark County. You need to leave Clark County and go to another county where it is legal. It is not the state that it's legal. It's the county. It's County Back County. I believe the closest is Nye County, which is Pahrump. And if you wanted to, you could certainly do that. What is legal in Las Vegas are escorts. They are legal. And then if they happen to have sexual relations with you on their own desire and choice, that is separate and a personal decision of them. And that's how they get around the law. So that's how it goes. Mix and Mike, $2. Last super chat. Bada bing, bada boom. Thanks, Mexi Mike. All right, there you go. Oh, 304 equals the girl. Why 304? What is the girl's blackberry? Is that like a police thing? Yes, you can bang the girl sub. And it's a lot easier just to pay for it down there. Just trust you, me. That's kind of a sad reality. Like, yeah, I got a girlfriend. I met her really. Where's she from? Vegas. There's like a 6 in 10 chance she's doing something on the side. If she's good looking, she's good looking. What is the future of Western dating and escort? Oh, that the future is escorts. That is the future of Western dating. Okay, we need to go through this again, Fred. All right, I'll give you the very, very, very boiled down cappy economic reality. All right. It has always been pay to play. It has always been transactional. Every great once in a while, a girl will just like you for you, but it has always been transactional. Always. Okay. The issue is whether you pay cash or barter. And by barter, I mean house, paying off student loans, food, clothing, shelter, divorce settlements, alimony. Doesn't matter whether it's cash or barter, you pay. Now, that is time immemorial, right? And usually it was sanctified. Okay, now we're going to have, you will provide children and a house and he won't wander, sickness and health. That was the contract. All right. So, but you paid. As the internet has gone on and as both of the genders have been pushed away from each other, and I would also say it's not so much societies, but young men have seen their old man get divorced and their buddies get divorced. This sanctified version of transaction, it no longer anyone is interested in it. And now, because women don't need guys, it's school and that, now any kind of interaction, you will still have to pay, but also because of liberation ideology coming from an ism that starts with an F. And also, I would say libertarianism, as it should be, because I don't, there has been no difference. Now, escorting, paying to go on dates or other things or sexual relations is now more socially acceptable. Me as an economist and a libertarian and as an empiricist, I'm thrilled and tickled. Not because, ooh, I can get me some now, but because like, it's always been this way. We're just fine with it now. But we still, to maintain some semblance of propriety, we got to have some kind of veneer. And beforehand, you know, it was like, oh, well, we're just friends. And or he's paying for my company. But if we decide it's wrong, okay, fine, whatever you got. But now it's like, oh, no, this is seeking arrangement. And if you go through seeking arrangement site, it's incredibly well scripted to say you're empowered. This is a choice, da, da, da. Okay, whatever you got to say, fine. But as the internet now has made it that women are just flooded with attention, it has created this arms race where, yes, now you have to pay, which you always had to do, but now it's very explicit and very clear. So now you have to pay to get the boosting site on the Tinder profiles or the Bumble. Don't you have to pay for a boost or the platinum package or whatever? And I'm just saying, all right, the way this is going and rapidly as we're going, the future will be dating sites or escort sites, the sugar sites. In part one, because that's already what it is. All right. But it'll be very clear and blatant. Why? Because women have every right to find a guy that has a job. And not that I have not understood or been sympathetic towards women's situation. You know, I know a lot of times we like to complain about the quality of women. The quality guys are not that good either, gentlemen. You all know that. It's a bunch of soy boys who live at home. Admittedly, women voted for it. They raised these men. All right. That, we can point our fingers at that for that. But it does not change the fact that these women, like their complaint, a guy who has a job doesn't live at home. That's it. And now, of course, they do want the 666s as well. Where are they going with it? Oh, so now they're using the sugar sites as a screening. And just as like, you know, back in the day, it was Plenty of Fish, which I think was free. Then you had to pay. People went to Match, I think was the successor to that. Then it went to Bumble because now girls had, there's this increased arm race to further screen out men because they're massively flooding this area. Now it is going to be, you have to pay. I don't think women have to pay to be on seeking arrangement or sugar sites. Men, I know, have to. And then men also have to pay. And women are going to use that as a screening. Where now, instead of having 1,000 messages in their inbox, they're going to have 20, which is more manageable. And all these guys, if they don't have a job, they have access to money or willing to spend it. And from a evolutionary survival standpoint, that's kind of what they want. They'll want a guy who will spend money. Not because they're necessarily gold-digging cures, because they want a guy who could support himself and the family on a genetic level. And what I'm also saying for men who are successful not even that successful, just marginally successful, where your opportunity cost of chasing the girls is high as, yes, your opportunity cost in terms of your lost wages, especially if you're self-employed, because you could turn on and off that spigot anytime you want. If that hourly cost of you losing an hour of wages is higher than what it costs you to go chase a girl of that similar labor, then it makes economic sense to pay. There is no morality involved in this because there is no morality. You all pay. It is now an economic choice as to whether or not do you make more money working or do you not make as much money work. So like it pays you to actually go and do the labor. No different than me. Well, okay, no, take it back. Because mine's more of a labor shortage issue. You are a highly compensated surgeon. You run a clinic. Should you do your secretarial work? No, you shouldn't. You should pay someone to do it. But let's say you're a security guard like I was, all right? Should you do your own secretary work when you start out your own little company? Yes, you probably should because the opportunity cost is too great. You're a security guard like I was, pretty much any guy in his 20s, teens or 20s, you should go and run day game and ask girls out. You're 40, 45, 50, 55, or you're just too dang old and you're paid $100 an hour for whatever respective profession you are, just pay for it, all right? And you're not even necessarily, I'm not saying necessarily pay for the sex. I'm also saying that too, you're going to pay for it. But yeah, to go on just to not bother, these girls will show up on time. They will generally be nice, though that may change because now as the, what's it called? The arms race continues. You know, women were normal on Plenty of Fish. Then they got Caddy. And then they were normal on Tinder or Match. Then they got Caddy. Then it's Tinder. Then they got Caddy. You will see this constant evolution. What happens after the sugar sites? I don't know. Something will happen. All right. But for now, it's not a buddy of mine out in Vegas. I've told the story many times before. He said they show up on time and they're nice. And he is a highly compensated individual and he does not have time to be going and asking girls out. Matter of fact, the guy I know, he works 80 hours a week, highly skilled professional, makes lots of money. A lot of people, you can't get it. It's like, no, you don't understand. He's also 40. He does not have the time. He just does not have the time, frankly, to be flaked on. Just do not have the time. And so that is the future. As girls want to go get higher quality guys, higher and higher quality guys are presumably the ones who make more and more money. It's not because they can't get some. It's like their time is not worth going on dating apps, going out in public and getting a 70% flake rate. Here it is. Immediately screen. Boom. There's your market. I'm sorry. It's cryptic. It's empirical. It's economic. But it is what it is. And that was short. I'm glad that was short. Christopher Anon, $5. Escorts can pay off the soon. Right. Because they're providing a service society wants. I'll tell this to girls again, whatever few girls are listening. There's no larger employer than men's sexual drive or sex drive or sexual desire. There's no greater demand for female youth and beauty. There's demand for STEM. There's demand for engineers. There's demand for surgeons. And you girls can all major in that stuff. Okay. But if you really want to make a lot of money, whether that's through traditional means of having a stable husband who provides for you, through food, clothing, shelter, and paying for the children as a good man. You want to fall in love. You want to do it that way, which is a moral and good, fine way. And nothing wrong with that. Or you want to sell pictures of your hoo-ha on the internet. I have no do it. Whatever you want to do. You will make money because whether you like it or not, half the population demands that more than anything else. And conveniently, that half the population makes the most amount of money. There you go. It's the most in-demand commodity in the world. More than oil, more than diamonds, more than platinum, whatever. Do you wish to capitalize on it? Yes or no? I don't like it. You know, there's more to... I didn't say there wasn't more to women. I'm just saying the unfortunate reality is there is nothing in demand more in the human marketplace than female youth and beauty. Period. There's nothing to be debated about. Fred, $2 to make $75 an hour, but the girls seem to cost $80 an hour. Yes, but Fred, how long would it take you to get that girl? to go on a date with you. That's what I'm talking, the search cost. I'm not talking, get the girl on the date. Okay, hopefully she's a kind enough gal, a pleasant enough company, and interesting enough. Like, I'm talking like a real date. Like, you went, you searched and all that. So that isn't really your time call. Hopefully you're having a good time on the date. But you had to go and ask 10 girls out. 7 said yes. 3 said they'd show, and then only 3 show up. All right, now you're talking lots of other opportunities. You're literally, it's 10 hours for one date. I would say at least 10 hours to get one date. Although that's old school. That's analog days. I don't know what it is digitally nowadays. But based on this book, by the way, boys and girls, get it, The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI of the Pursuit of Women, we delve into how much men and women spend on online dating sites, and it's an hour and a half a day. You're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. That's a horrific waste of time. And I'm sure if you go to the sugar sites, things get matched up a little bit more quickly there. The numbers of online dating are horrific. Just, well, here's another reason why I think the sugar sites are going to be the future of dating, because regular dating apps are horrifically, horrendously inefficient. Horrifically inefficient. You are just wasting your time. So much so, I'd say if you even made $20 an hour, you're almost better off just paying for, really, $20 an hour. Alex Patino, a truck driving Latino agent in the field, $5. Sunday, Cappy service paid to, oh God, it is Sunday, isn't it? Oh God, it feels like a Monday. Sunday Cappy service. Pay attention to the word of Cappy points. Yes. Yes. I'll wear a collar with the thing. Never was into the nurse outfit. Or not the nurse outfit. The nun outfit. Never got into the nun. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'll dress up like a reverend and I'll dress up like a nun. No, not really. Mm-mm, nope. I want to dress like an internet podcasting guy. You put on that French maid outfit and clean my house, woman. Ooh. Maxi Mike, $2. Oh, baby, look at the bunions on those feet. I thought you were leaving, Maxi Mike. I thought you had to. Your last super chat, you were out. Oh, by the way, Alex Patino, graciously Mexican-American poops. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Alex, you ever drive that stretch over Eisenhower Pass over outside of Denver? I bet you there's some, like, Wolf Pass and other passes in the United States. I'm sure you guys got some stories. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.